You've probably noticed we've had a strange spring. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The unusually warm temperatures in March broke more than 15,000 records across the country. And last year, there were 14 weather-related disasters that each caused $1 billion or more in damages. A new study finds a large majority of Americans are now connecting specific extreme weather events to climate change. The study is part of a long-term project called Climate Change in the American Mind. It's by the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication and George Mason University's Center for Climate Change Communication. Ed Maybach directs George Mason's Climate Change Center, and he joins me now to talk more about this study. Professor Maybach, you found that 82% of Americans personally experienced one or more types of extreme weather or natural disaster in the past year. How are these experiences affecting people's understanding of climate change?
We know that most Americans believe climate is changing, and now this latest survey shows us that a lot of people are connecting their experience of the extreme weather that they've been experiencing to the fact that the climate is changing.
How many people understand the difference, do you think, between weather and climate?
Not too many. Weather and climate tend to be confused as being one and the same. Of course, climate is defined as sort of the average weather over a long period of time, often 30 years. Weather is, by its very nature, variable, but climate change is making weather even more variable and even more extreme, and people are clearly picking up on that.
What happens to Americans' belief in climate change when there's an unusually cold winter or record snowfalls?
So extreme weather events that fall outside of our expectations of global warming, such as a particularly cold or snowy weather, will tend to undermine our belief in climate change, whereas those unusual or extreme weather events that fall within our expectations of what a changing climate should look like a drought or an extreme heat event, heat wave, those will tend to support or reaffirm our belief that the climate is changing.
So how does the way that meteorologists and TV weathercasters present what's going on affect people's beliefs?
Most TV weathercasters don't spend much time talking about climate change and its relation to the weather, although we have surveyed America's TV meteorologists twice over the past 2 years, and we found that a lot of them would like to start educating their viewers about the difference between climate and weather and about the ways in which climate change is affecting their weather. It's a difficult thing to do in the short period of time that weathercasters have on the air each day, but I think you're going to start seeing it more and more as we go forward.
What are you seeing happen with the political divisions around the subject of climate change over time?
Unfortunately, the political divisions seem to keep deepening, and that the real question is, what are we going to do to try to bring Americans of all political parties back together onto the same song sheet so we can stop debating something that the scientists answered a long time ago, which is climate change real, and we can start talking about what we want to do about it. The most serious misperception about climate change in America today is the belief that there's a lot of disagreement among the climate scientists about whether or not climate change is real and human-caused. Virtually all climate experts are in agreement that it is both real and human-caused, yet only about 1 out of 3, maybe as much as 40% of Americans understand that to be the case. So America's climate scientists have got to do a better job of conveying the fact that they have, in fact, reached consensus.
Ed Maybach directs George Mason University's Center for Climate Change Communication. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.